Hope you're having a fantastic day. It is a Tuesday. We have Adapter Parish going on later on this afternoon at noon and 8. It's a great show with Dr. Alex Hubline and Dr. Josh Klapo, my radio partner. It's about adapting in business and really in life, or you're dead meat. We are going to call it Adapter Die, but it just sounded too strict. So you're going to perish, man, if you don't adapt in business. And I'm learning more from this show. I try to get shows on this radio station, so not only is it great content and the listeners can hear it and they think, wow, this is super cool, and of course it's unique to Tony Kerr Radio, and I can get something free out of it. That's why I've had Dr. Josh Klapo on for like the last 5 years. I get 2 hours of free therapy every morning. Dr. Josh will be back with me on Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:30. Then, of course, tomorrow we have a brand new show, another show where, quite frankly, I'm learning something. Deanna Cataldo. Good morning to you, Deanna. There's a new one. Welcome to the Tony Curry Live Show here. Good friend of mine, Michael Coleman, who's the executive director of the Jimmy Hill Mission. I love them. They're official sponsor and official charity of Tony Curry Radio. You can go to TonyCurryRadio.net. There's a donation button there. Click that bad boy. Give. They do a wonderful job. One of the first reasons, or one of the first things I saw when I moved to Birmingham in 1988 was I wanted to see how Birminghamians take care of each other. And they do that through the Jimmy Hill Mission. It's a wonderful organization. It's called Mission Minded. That show will air, again, 11:30 and 7:30, actually noon and 7:30 on Wednesday. Then we have Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing on Wednesday. Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks coming up noon and 8. He is going to be doing a show this Thursday of all the great blues acts that have appeared at the Nick. Now, if you don't live in the Birmingham area, and we have people all over the country listening right now, all over the world, and you have no clue what the Nick is. The Nick is one of those places. It's kind of like the Upper Deck, Norm's, The Quest, Jitterbugs, Senior Frog. It's one of those places where you haven't really lived unless you've gone one time. You've got to go to the Nick. You got to go to a Waffle House at 3:30 in the morning just one time. You've got to experience it. It's an experience. The Nick has been around for over 30 years. It's fantastic. Soul Carnival just played there a few nights ago. It's a great place. It's seedy. It's nasty. It's dark. You can't find the bathroom. It's loud. But everyone has a great time there. It's just a hell of a great place. And it used to be kind of a heavy metal joint where all the, I think Poison played there once, and Quiet Riot, I think, played there once. But every up-and-coming band has to pay their dues and has to play the Nick at least one time. So coming up on Thursday at noon and 8, Scotty Trucks, good morning to you, Scotty. My father, Johnny, built the Nick. Really? It was originally a real estate office. No shit. I did not realize that. That's amazing. Small world, man. So there you go. Johnny Cataldo built the Nick. Who would have thunk it? That's crazy. So really, you got to pay your dues. And so every band that ever is up and coming, at one point, you got to play the Nick. So every band he's playing on Thursday at noon and 8 on Blues Almighty will be bands that appeared at the Nick, including, of course, his original band, Slick Lily, which is just there's a song called Caroline. Go YouTube. Don't do it now because you're watching Tony Curry. But go pull up Caroline on YouTube. A Slick Lily killer song. And then, of course, our good friend Damon Johnson, fresh off the road with Lynyrd Skynyrd. He was playing for Gary Rosington. He's got two new albums out. He's doing songwriter conventions. The guy's going to be at the World of Wheels before too long. Damon Johnson's show runs on Friday, and then we have another show that runs at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock called When in Rome, which is a show that makes you look good, sound good, and feel good. We'll do with our good friend Stuart Rome from Woodhouse Day Spas, birmingham.woodhousespas.com. So let me throw an idea out since we're on Facebook Live this morning and we're on Tony Curry Live on the Tony Curry Radio app. So I got no kids this week. I'm 7 on, 7 off. And so when I don't have my kids, man, I got to stay busy. Man, when I got my kids here, you can tell, I mean, I'm working my ass off, but man, about 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm out, kids get off school, work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can't get enough of my kids. I am codependent on my happiness through my kids. I love it. I absolutely love it. So when I don't have my kids, man, I am getting after it. I'm working. So I talked to my director of personnel and director of programming, James Michael Keats. You may know him. He was on The Walking Dead, several episodes of The Walking Dead. So he's going to be coming over. We're going to be getting after it, doing some work this week. We got this whole Spotify partnership that we're going to be doing. I don't have a problem with the Joe Rogan thing. Sorry. I'm here to make some cash. I'm here to get my content out. So go to Spotify and listen to all of our great shows we're doing on Tony Curry Radio. That'll be up in a couple weeks. But I want to do a show, and we're sitting here doing Tony Curry Live at 8:32 in the morning on Facebook, and I realize there's not a ton of people that can actually watch in the morning because people are working. Maybe you're sitting in your cubicle watching some Facebook Live, whatever, but for the most part, and so I'm feeling like we got to do a show at nighttime. So Dr. Josh and I did this show called The Web, which aired about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was a relationship show. Now, when you say a relationship show, it just sounds swarmy. Just sounds like, oh, great, relationship show. Well, relationships have taken quite the turn over the last 5 to 10 years with dating apps and OnlyFans, and now this thing called Sweaty Beach. What's a Sweaty Beach? A beach sweat? Peloton's now teaming up with OnlyFans, and now it's just naked women doing bicycling? What is going on? So anyway, I'm 55. I've dated my share of women. I have dated my share of women that were way outside my zone. I tried not to date too many women that I thought were beneath me, but they had good hearts. And then I was in a marriage for 18, 19 years. I got 3 kids. I'm newly divorced. My divorce was settled back in May. So I'm back on the single track again. I'm not dating anybody. Don't really have any inclination to date anybody right now. I'm just too damn busy. I got my 3 kids. I'm in love with my kids and I'm in love with my work. And so I really don't have, so I'm going to pull the old guy in the park trick. I'm not going to chase the dog. I'm just going to sit on the park bench and hopefully a dog will jump up and sit down and start licking my hand and I'll start a relationship. That's what I'm hoping to have. Or maybe I'll meet some nice girl at church or something. I don't know. Anyway, so we used to do this relationship show. Brandon, good morning to you. And it was crazy, man. It was great. There was nothing that was taboo. There was nothing that we couldn't get into. We talked about everything. We took phone calls. We had women calling up who were home wreckers. We had guys calling up who were dating 3 women at one time. We were talking about the divorce spoon. I mean, we talked about it all. We talked about venereal diseases. We talked about, the little bickering, and we had Dr. Misty Smith on. We talked about the red flags of relationships and people calling with their questions. We talked about politics in relationships. I mean, we talked about everything. Nothing was off the table. It was killer. Sometimes it went down the gutter because that's what relationships do. They go down the gutter. So I want to do a show this week, and I'm asking you right now, for the people who are watching us on Facebook and listening to Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app, I want to do a show Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Will you watch, first of all? Second of all, will you tell your friends to tune in to Facebook? And I'll take an ad out or something, or I'll make some type of event out of it. But we're going to do a show 9 o'clock on Thursday night, and I'm going to go in an hour, and I will field your questions as a relationship expert. Tony Curry, a relationship expert. Now, the one thing I don't do is I don't mince words. If you're telling me something and you're giving me a story and you're trying to say, well, I don't think she's doing anything, or I don't think he's doing anything, or I don't think we have a problem, I'm going to tell it like it is because I've seen it. And I will tell you, I just went through a divorce. I've seen it. I had red flags all over my ass for like the last 3 or 4 years. And I was, it's going to be fine. I'm not going to have any confrontation here. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to bring this up. The resentment levels were building up. My radio partner was sitting there looking at me going, really? Mm-hmm. Dean Lape, good morning, Dean. How are those Lakota boys doing up there? Dean Lape, tight end for the Lakota Thunderbirds. We're going to do this show at 9 o'clock on Thursday, and I want you to watch, and we're doing it exclusively on Facebook Live. We're going to take all the questions from Facebook Live. If you have any questions, you want to get in, and we'll certainly have some stories to kind of set the platform up a little bit. I'll have several stories that I want to talk about some different types of things. We had a guy who was dating a woman who had hairy legs and didn't know how to approach her. We've had stories about guys who go out with women who show too much cleavage. What's the proper way of doing that? We've had all kinds of Tinder date platforms where what does this mean when she says this, or when someone's too short when they text? We're going to get into all of it, right? And I'm going to go an hour. And if I end up going 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, I'll just sit down here at Tony Curry Radio starting at 9 o'clock on Thursday. We'll get into it. My radio, my man, director of programming, James Michael Keats, is going to come down as well. He's had some dating experience as well. And we're just going to be two guys talking about dating and relationships. What do you think? Are you in? Hooray, Dean! Woo! I'd give anything to go to SoFi in a couple weeks and see my Bengals knock off the Rams as a 4-point dog. So it's going to be a great show. So make sure you watch us 9 o'clock. And, of course, the show will be airing live on Tony Curry Radio. If you're not on Facebook or you're listening right now, you're one of thousands of people listening to us on Tony Curry Radio. And you want to listen to the program, you can certainly do that. And if you got any questions, you got anything going on in your life, and I'll do it anonymously so I don't have to say your name. Tony Page, good morning to you. I don't have to say your name on Facebook Live. I don't have to say, hey, I got a question here from Tony. I won't do that unless you want me to, because some people, you know, when we did the web, we had a lot of guys who would listen, and they would tell their wives, their girlfriends, hey, I want to listen to Tony and Josh for a couple minutes. And then they throw a question out, and they go, that's kind of interesting. Has that ever happened with us where, you know, the woman wanted to bring her best friend into a relationship and have a three-way? Has that ever happened? Huh. Dean says I'm a glutton for punishment for taking on relationship advice. Let me tell you something. Again, I tell my 17-year-old son this, all right? Realizing that he's still very impressionable, and I have a wonderful relationship with my 17-year-old son. He is solid there. He's super cool, right? With all my kids. But I told my 17-year-old son, and I don't know if he's got a girlfriend or not. I don't know what the situation is. He doesn't talk about it a whole lot. And I tell him, I said, listen, there is nothing that your dad has not done or experienced or heard about ever. There's only one thing I haven't done. That is mess with a dude, and that's never going to happen. That's the one. I will try anything once, as long as it only affects me. I will not do anything if it's going to affect someone else. I won't do anything if it's going to affect a family. I won't do any death-defying stuff, because if I die, it could affect my kids. But I will do anything if it's only going to affect me. And I'm telling you right now, there is nothing that I have not tried at least once, with exception of being gay. I don't want to do that. I have no reason to do that, and that's not something I want to get into. But I will try anything else. I will tell you that. I've been with women who are men and didn't know it. We'll get into it on Thursday at 9 o'clock. So watch Thursday at 9 o'clock. Right here on the Tony Curry Facebook page, and we'll air the show live on Tony Curry Radio. And again, no question is off the table. And if you just want to talk about anything else, you want to talk about the Bengals, you want to talk about, I really don't like to talk about politics because you can't win. There's nothing to talk about there. You want to talk about religion, I'll get into it. You want to talk about sex, you want to get into that. You want to talk about the dating thing here. We'll get into whatever you want to talk about, but it'll be relationship. We'll have an underlying current of relationships to it. So tune us in 9 o'clock coming up on Thursday night, and I'll get after it. And I will answer any question you want. Anyone knows me knows that I'm incredibly transparent, and I probably share way too damn much. I do. I share way too much. But I'm real. I'm honest. And I will tell you, and if you have something going on in a relationship and you're like, something doesn't seem right, or what do you think about this, I'm going to shoot straight with you. I'm just going to tell you right now what the situation is. I'm not going to mince words. I'm going to go, this is not that show. What's that show, Elvira? What's that show at nighttime? Yeah. We don't do that. Well, how do you feel about that? What do you think about it? Maybe you should sit and ask him. No, we're just going to cut straight to the, just cut straight through it, and we're going to get through it. It's going to be great. 9 o'clock coming up on Thursday right here on Tony Curry Radio. I was a little late this morning. Good morning, Sam. It's a little late. I had a doctor's appointment at 7 o'clock. When you get in your 50s, next thing you know, they're sticking things all over you to make sure you're good. And the doctor said that I'm going to live to be 135 years old. How about that? Huh? He's like, damn, dude, you're in great shape. I'm like, I know. I'm getting after it, brother. I'm good. starting the second half of my life at the age of 55. All right, great classic rock and roll 24-7. Again, Adapt or Perish from Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hublein and Dr. Josh Claypo today at noon and 8. It's a brand new, fresh show. It's fantastic. We got that show going on, Mission Minded tomorrow, Livewire Wednesday tomorrow. We have Austin Hanks and Blues Almighty on Thursday. We got the, what do you want to call the show on Thursday night at 9 o'clock? You just want to call it, what do you want to talk about? You just want to talk about that? You want me to come up with something original, something interesting? By the way, my son just texted me and told me that Brady just officially announced his retirement. Yeah, we don't have to worry about Tom Brady anymore. And then, of course, we have those two shows, One in Rome and also the wonderful show with Damon Johnson coming up on Friday. We also have, by the way, something else, Bill Murphy. Good morning to you, Bill. We also have an interesting show called The Classic Hip-Hop Show, which runs with my good friend Johnny Supreme on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock. And if you are into the Jitterbugs and the Senior Frog music, the classic hip-hop stuff, you will recognize every stinking song. If you've walked in a Jitterbugs or Senior Frog or Bell Bottoms, you're going to know these songs. And to hear it on a classic rock station at 9 o'clock on Saturday night is pretty cool. So we got that show as well. All those shows will be available on demand through our Spotify Tony Curry Radio podcast platform coming up here in the next couple weeks. We're super excited about it. Let's do some classic rock this morning. Can't play classic rock on Facebook because of licensing, but you can download the Tony Curry Radio app and get after it with 38 Special on TKR Tony Curry Radio. Take Me the Black Crowes. I mentioned the first time I met them was at the Boutwell Auditorium. We did a meet and greet, and it was all five members of the band, and Chris Robinson was the last one in the line, and there was a table, and we had CDs, and you go, and you get each guy to sign the CD, and then you'd walk off. And that was before the show. Well, I had a black Sharpie and a blue Sharpie, and I wanted the four guys in the band to do the black Sharpie, then I wanted Chris to sign in the blue Sharpie because he's the lead singer and he writes most of the music along with his brother, and I thought it'd be kind of cool. And so I go through the line. I was first in line. There were like 20 people behind me, and I get down to Chris, and he starts signing the CD. He goes, wait a minute. He goes, why am I signing with a blue pen? I said, well, you know, you're the lead singer, da-da-da. And he got really pissed off and said, we're a band. We're all equal here. This is a team. Da da da. And I was like, dude, I just sign it, whatever you want. And he ended up signing it. And he said, that's it. We're out of here. And then everyone got up and walked away. And man, when people looked at me like, you dumbass. Like, dude, I mean, all I had was sign him in a blue pen. I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I felt horrible. They put on a hell of a show that night, though. It was fun. Another guy I've seen a couple times, and I hadn't seen him probably about 30 years. We used to have a woman named Mary Kuzon, who did middays for us at WSKS 96 Rock up in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the burbs in Hamilton. We called it High on the Hill because it was full of smoke 24 hours a day up in Hamilton, Ohio. And she, man, she had this thing for Bryan Adams, man. I mean, if Bryan Adams walked in the room, she was married, had kids, she's like, she would have just stripped her clothes off and just jumped his bones right there. Tony Curry Radio. We just went on Facebook Live a few minutes ago. You know, radio stations, they don't do phone calls anymore. People don't want to get on the phone. They just don't want to call unless it's some type of a talk show. And I guess we do some of those things, but we really don't do a whole lot. So you got to go to where the people are. And Facebook is where everybody is hanging out. And so I got on there. I want to do a show. I've never done Facebook Live at night. Let me tell you something. Let's just get this out in the open here. Social media is a wonderful thing, much like the internet is. It's incredible. It's the best thing that's probably ever happened to us in our lives. And yeah, you utilize it, you supplement it, you use it for business, you use it to reach out to people. It's just a wonderful thing, as long as you use it in the right way. Now, we've seen these things about how young girls get on Instagram and they get depressed and anxiety-ridden and this, that, and the other, and we've seen all these things. And I know people that are on Facebook like 8 hours a day, and it's not healthy. It's not. I don't tell people how to live their lives. You do your thing. So I try to get in, I try to get out. And I have to post on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And I enjoy doing those things. And I enjoy seeing the response I get from those things. And if you go to Tony Curry Radio, you see a lot of our radio stuff. And I put some of my own personal things out there as well. But most of it's radio station stuff because I think we got some really cool things I want people to know. And so when I'm on Facebook in the morning, There's like, I don't know, 600 or 700 people that I follow that are live. And first of all, I think, what the hell was everyone doing? It's 8:30 in the morning. Why aren't they working? I don't understand that. But I'm happy. I'm glad because I know they're watching. But I've never done anything at nighttime. And I realize there's algorithmic, digital marketing stuff that goes along with everything. And you're always trying to find that niche. And you're supposed to post things at 2:00, and you're supposed to not post things at 3:00 in the morning. And realizing that everything you send out is going all over the world. There's different time zones. I mean, it'll make your head explode. It's overwhelming for a lot of people. But as long as you're posting stuff, you're posting your pictures out at the beach, you're posting pictures of your kids, or Merry Christmas to somebody, whatever, I'm totally cool with that. And again, you do your thing. So I've never done a Facebook Live at night. Now, I usually get like a couple of hundred people that tune in the morning, and usually they'll watch the videos later in the day because there are people that can't get on Facebook Live in the morning. But I've never done Facebook Live at night, so I'm really stoked. So I was talking to my director of personnel and programming. I said, man, we got to do something like on a Thursday night and just get on here and take questions. Like what? And I said, let's talk about relationships, man. I've been through everything. There ain't nothing I haven't been through. I mentioned on Facebook Live, the only thing I haven't done is slept with a dude. That'll never happen. I'll do anything once, as long as it only affects me. Because I like to experience different things in life, and I like to say, yeah, I've done that. And I think it makes you more well-rounded when you are willing to get outside your box and do crazy things. So I've ridden bulls and sat on billboards and slept with women in New Orleans. I've done all kinds of weird things. So coming up Thursday night at 9 o'clock, right after Blues on Monday, we're going to do our first ever show, and I think we're just going to call the show What Do You Want to Talk About? And it's going to be me and my radio partner, and we're going to get on Facebook Live on the Tony Curry page, tell everybody about it, and I will answer any question as truthfully as I possibly can. I used to do something on Twitter where I just, like, ask me anything, and people would ask me some really weird questions, some nasty questions, too. There is nothing we will not get into, nothing taboo. We'll talk about it all, and we'll talk about relationships. Because it's something that we all have in common. We're all in relationships. This could be relationships between a father and a son. It could be you and your wife. It could be you and your mistress, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. Your three ways, your OnlyFans people, your Instagram model friends that you think you're going to get laid by, but you're never going to have. We'll get into all of it coming up Thursday night at 9 o'clock. So if you're listening right now, tell everybody about it. Get into it and join us, if not just for a few minutes. Let me know you're watching and get into it coming up on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. I'm super excited about it because, you know, you just never know how many people are going to tune in. And I think it could be something, I think it'd be a lot of fun. If you've ever heard me do a radio show, you know we get after it, man. I mean, there is nothing we won't talk about. I'm just telling you. Are there any parameters on Facebook Live? Can they throw us off? Is that going to be a problem? We'll find out Thursday night, 9 o'clock.